This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 4. Unbelievable. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Zechariah and Elizabeth had grown old waiting for a child. But then one day, when Zechariah had an opportunity to burn incense in a holy inner room of the temple, an angel of God appeared and said that their prayers had been heard. They would soon have a child. But it seemed too good to be true. Zechariah didn't believe the message at first, so the angel told him he would not be able to speak anymore until the child was born. When we wait for a long time for something to happen, it's easy to let our doubts and fears overshadow God's promises. Sometimes we feel more secure in clinging to our sinful habits and our broken dreams. "You expect me to talk about what God is doing in my life? With people who know me all too well? No thanks," we easily say, "not me." In some ways, the story of Christmas seems too good to be true. Can sinful human beings really have a relationship with the holy God? Can people searching for purpose in life really discover the call of God on their hearts? Yes. God promises that we too can be part of the story he is writing, about humanity being redeemed and restored to live in favor with the one who made heaven and earth. Thankfully, not even our doubts can cancel God's plans. And in Jesus, God comes into our world offering new life for us all. Can you believe it? Pray with me. Lord, show us that your patience means salvation, and help us to believe your promises, even when it seems to take a long time for them to be fulfilled. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. sign up at todaydevotional.com.